For voice commands, those means fell to 4 and 3 seconds, respectively. The researchers calculated that reaction times to the red bar when the touchscreen was being employed were more than 50% longer than standard for some tasks. This was worse than the 46% impairment found in a previous simulator study looking at the effects of using a handheld mobile phone while driving, which is banned in many countries. Dr. Kinnear and his colleagues have urged vehicle safety bodies to impose standards that limit the use of overly distracting tasks on a car's touchscreen. At present, there are only voluntary guidelines. America's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, for instance, says touchscreen tasks should be completed in glances of 2 seconds or less, with a cumulative time of no more than 12 seconds. The researchers believe voice activation is a safer alternative that should be encouraged, though the software needs to be improved. Andy Peart of Artificial Solutions, a Swedish firm developing AI-assisted voice recognition, agrees. One problem is that spoken commands often have multiple intent. Asked to turn the temperature up and play Ed Sheeran, and the system can't cope, he adds. The migration of vehicle controls to touchscreens has also led to complaints about the machines rather than the driver's reaction times being too slow and requiring a confusing number of steps to boot. In April, after examining the touchscreens in new vehicles, What Car, a British motoring magazine, reported that adjusting the heater fan can take twice as long when using a touchscreen rather than a physical button, and that selecting a new radio station takes 8 times longer. Car makers are developing screens that are easier to operate and positioning them more in line with a driver's view of the road. Haptic feedback, which adds physical tactile responses, is also coming. This might, for example, detect a moving finger and produce a clicking sound and a slight vibration when a virtual button on the screen is felt and pressed. Old-school motorists may, however, still prefer their cars to come with real knobs on.